The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's begin with this one from Real Simple. Now that we've made it through the holidays, right? All right. Something I read recently. This is your words. And these are things that stuck with people. Readers submitted their favorites. This quote, "Joy is not made to be a crumb." And that's from a poem by Mary Oliver. It's my new mantra. Another reader said, "Be not afraid of going slowly. Be afraid only of standing still." That's a proverb. Reminded me that there's value in going at your own pace. When the pressure to hustle comes, I return to this. And just keep putting one foot in front of the other. The article in Real Simple by novelist Meg Cabot, C-A-B-O-T, that asked, quote, "Isn't it better to be happy for a little while than unhappy forever?" Sure. I vowed to read the dusty classics on the shelf. The most memorable was John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie. His observations are relevant 60 years later. And assure me of the cyclical nature of life. Another reader said, "I learned that you use more water by hand washing dishes than by using a dishwasher. I think about this every time I'm tempted to wash a few dishes." This one, I always revisit Ma Jaya Sati Bhagavati's quote, "Quiet the mind and the soul will speak." Another, The Four Winds and the Nightingale. These are books by Kristen Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H. These books highlight the strength of women. We truly are the backbone of the world. Another, that the secret of aging well is contentment. I saw this in the New York Times, but after checking with my husband of 50 years, he agrees. Another, I've been relearning how to play the piano, and I often got frustrated when I missed notes. Then I came across a quote attributed to Ludwig van Beethoven in a music book. To play a wrong note is insignificant. To play without passion is inexcusable. And Don't Be Your Own Bully. That's the title of a book by Carrie Golding Oransky, O-R-A-N-S-K-Y. These words helped me realize I was nice to everyone except myself. I Am Every Good Thing. A book by Derek Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. It's a children's book about the wonderful complexity of boyhood. I have a young grandson who will someday sit on my lap while we read this book together again and again. A quote by James Baldwin, "You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read." That's a goodie. I read The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. That's S-A-I-N-T-E-X-U-P-E-R-Y, many years ago, and these simple words have shaped my life and my decisions. And here's the quote, "It is only with one's heart that one can see clearly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." And last, Stephen R. Covey wrote, "Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." Unquote. There are few gifts more precious than truly listening. From Martha Stewart Living, how can I make my holiday lights last longer rather than just adding them to a landfill? Answer, if you have old school sets, take special care not to yank them off your tree or house, says Frank Skinner, director of marketing at Christmas Lights, etc., and avoid using fasteners that might pierce the wiring. Should you encounter a few burnt-out bulbs, try the Lightkeeper Pro, a gadget that quickly and miraculously fixes a shunt issue behind many seemingly dead bulbs. Those are available from $27 at acehardware.com. If that doesn't work, unplug the lights and swap the duds for new bulbs of the same specs. Look for those on a tag on the strand. Most sets come with extras, but you can also find replacements on Amazon, Skinner says. If you need new lights, go with LEDs. Traditional strands work for only about 2 to 3 holiday seasons. says Lance Allen, a decorative holiday merchant at the Home Depot. LEDs can last up to 10 times longer. Plus, there are no filaments to shake loose, and the exteriors are acrylic, not glass. When storing strands, prevent snarls and protect the bulbs by wrapping each strand around a cardboard rectangle with 1-inch slits cut into the top and bottom. From Good Housekeeping, the 30-Day Giving Challenge, this time of year, generosity is in the air. Whether you want to raise money, volunteer, or simply show kindness, here are a few ideas to get you started. Giving back helps your community and can also benefit your physical and mental health by lowering your blood pressure and increasing your happiness. Your generosity journey starts here. First, shop locally. To support small businesses near you, visit a community holiday fair, a little late for that, a neighborhood coffee shop, or a fair trade store to find gifts unique to your area. Host a fundraiser. Pick a nonprofit or other organization that works on a topic you care about. Then raise money by organizing a fun run, throwing a murder mystery dinner party, or hosting a virtual concert or poetry reading. Get physical. Pitch in by raking leaves or shoveling snow for a neighbor, helping clean up after a storm, maintaining a community garden, clearing local trails, or coaching a youth sports team. Give regularly. Build support into your budget by setting up a recurring donation to an organization whose mission you believe in. Even small amounts given at regular intervals can help groups get by during lean months. Volunteer from home. If you have a computer, an internet connection, and a passion for helping others, you can give back in a variety of ways, like tagging animals in photos for ZSL Instant Wild at instantwild.zsl.org, or helping prepare military members, veterans, and military spouses for careers through Hire Heroes USA. That's Hire, H-I-R-E, Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, USA.org. Prioritize family time. Strengthening your community starts with building up those closest to you. Try some of these ideas to make any day feel special. As a family, collect non-perishable food from your pantry to donate, or take a phone-free walk together after dinner. And you can ask kids to set the table. They will be proud to have contributed to the meal and will start to learn the importance of pitching in. Last, lead with kindness. A smile, wave, or a simple hello is a free and easy way to give back, and it's amazing how much a kind word can buoy someone's spirit. Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, Olay's Dry Skin Defense. This powerful, fragrance-free moisturizer quenches parched skin all day long while making it look visibly firmer, our beauty lab data analysis shows. It's Olay Collagen Peptide 24 Hydrating Moisturizer, available for $29 in most places. It features ultra-deep hydration, improves skin's firmness, works quickly and lasts a long time, and is a top choice for sensitive skin people. From Martha Stewart Living, squeeze this in. An orange a day keeps the winter blues away. That's our mantra this time of year. The sunny citrus fruit is bursting with immune-supporting polyphenols and vitamin C, and it delivers big on hydration and fiber, too. Swirl, section, or supreme it into our quick recipes, including a nostalgia-packed smoothie, and replenish your zest for life. And it says, blending two peeled oranges with their pith intact gives our ode to an orange Julius its fiber, which is essential for healthy digestion, says Charleston, South Carolina registered dietitian Lauren Maniker. And here's the recipe for that zesty orange vanilla shake. Grate 1/4 teaspoon orange zest, then peel and halve 2 oranges and remove any seeds. Place fruit in a blender with 1 cup of ice, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and reserved zest. Puree until smooth and frothy, and serve immediately. This serves two, and it only takes 5 minutes total time. How about a satisfying snack of yogurt-dipped mandarin oranges? Greek yogurt is a good source of protein, and it's used here. Peel two small oranges or tangerines and pull apart segments. Discard any white pith. Whisk a quarter cup of plain Greek yogurt to loosen, then dip segments halfway into the yogurt. Freeze on a parchment-lined baking sheet 10 minutes. Sprinkle with ground cinnamon and serve. This active time 15 minutes. Active time is 5, total time 15. Serves 2 to 4. And last, a cool condiment, orange fennel olive relish. This bright orange relish is a perfect accompaniment to pan-seared salmon, but it's also great on grilled chicken cutlets or tossed into a salad with cooked grains and feta cheese. Active and total time are 10 minutes, and it makes 1.5 cups. Grate 1 teaspoon orange zest, then remove peel and pith from 2 oranges. Holding fruit above the bowl, use a small paring knife to cut between membranes and remove segments. Squeeze 1 tablespoon juice from the membranes into the bowl. Cut segments into bite-sized pieces. Add to the bowl with 1/2 cup thinly sliced fennel, 12 chopped oil-cured olives, 1/4 cup torn fresh mint leaves, and 1 teaspoon extra virgin olive oil. Sprinkle with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper and serve. Enjoy oranges shortly after buying them, since the nutrients degrade over time. Keep them on your counter for 2 to 3 days or in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. From Woman's Day, from Martha Stewart Living. They've got 4 book choices from their bookshelf to your bookshelf. These titles are sure to enchant a few of the main characters in your life. Give bibliophiles and animal lovers the book The Cat Who Saved Books, a magical realist fable by best-selling Japanese author Sosuke Natsukawa, Natsukawa. It's about a lonely boy who learns life lessons from a talking cat. Next up, for fans of Design Her Story, Woman Made is the title of the book, cataloging the work of more than 200 female geniuses, from pioneers like Ray Eames to current dynamos such as Nigerian-Canadian lighting and furniture maker Lonnie Edoe of Studio Lonnie. Gage and Tolner pastry chef Caroline Schiff's cookbook, and I'll spell her S-C-H-I-F-F, the cookbook The Sweet Side of Sourdough, will lure bakers with their story of how she kept her starter alive when the pandemic shuttered the Brooklyn restaurant, and win their loyalty with her double chocolate chunk cookies. And little culinary explorers can learn about the world with Waffles and Mochi. That's the book Waffles and Mochi Get Cooking. In it, the puppet stars of the Michelle Obama-produced Netflix series try recipes from international greats. Kids can make Jose Andres' gazpacho and Moto Kichi Yakimura's omur rice, a custardy omelet, with help from their parents and wise words from the former first lady who penned the intro. From Real Simple, couple of easy dinners. Saucy shrimp and noodle stir fry. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 20 as well, and it serves 4. We need 1/4 cup honey, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon Asian chili garlic sauce, 1.5 teaspoons grated garlic from 3 cloves, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 3 tablespoons canola oil divided, 1 5-ounce package fresh shiitake mushrooms, 3 cups approximately, 3 heads of baby bok choy sliced, about 4 cups, 1 pound peeled deveined extra large raw shrimp padded dry, and 1 8-ounce package of rice stick noodles soaked according to package directions. whisk, honey, vinegar, soy sauce, chili garlic sauce, garlic, and cornstarch in a small bowl. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add mushrooms. Cook, stirring occasionally until lightly browned, about 6 minutes. Add bok choy. Cook, stirring often, until crisp tender, about 3 minutes. Transfer mushroom mixture to a medium bowl. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil over medium-high. Add shrimp. Cook, flipping occasionally until just opaque in the centers, 2 to 3 minutes. Add honey mixture and soaked and drained noodles to skillet. Cook, stirring constantly until sauce is thickened and noodles are coated in sauce, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in mushroom mixture. Lentil soup with sausage. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 45, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 12 ounces kielbasa, thinly sliced, about 2.5 cups, 1.5 cups finely chopped yellow onion from one onion, 2 medium stalks of celery, halved lengthwise and then thinly sliced, about 3/4 cup, 2 teaspoons finely chopped fresh rosemary, plus more for serving, 2 cups lower sodium vegetable broth, 1 14-ounce can, no salt added, diced tomatoes, 2 14-ounce cans brown lentils, drained and rinsed, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 cup sour cream, optional. Heat the oil in a large saucepan or medium Dutch oven over medium. Add sausage. Cook, flipping occasionally until browned in spots, about 6 minutes. Stir in onion, celery, and rosemary. Cook, stirring often until slightly softened, about 5 minutes. Stir in broth, tomatoes, lentils, and salt. Bring to a boil over high. Reduce heat to low. Gently simmer, stirring once or twice until flavors meld, about 15 minutes. Then divide the soup among 4 bowls. Top each bowl with 1 tablespoon of sour cream if desired, and top with chopped rosemary. And the last of our easy dinners, apple cheddar quesadillas. Well, now this sounds different. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4. It's also vegetarian, quick cooking, and family friendly. We need 5 tablespoons honey mustard divided, 8 6-inch flour tortillas, 6 ounces sharp cheddar cheese shredded, about 1.5 cups, 2 Honeycrisp apples thinly sliced, 2.5 cups, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, a 5-ounce package of fresh baby spinach, 2 avocados sliced, about 2 cups, 1/4 cup roasted salted pumpkin seeds, also known as pepitas. Spread 4 tablespoons of mustard evenly over the tortillas. Top 1/2 of each tortilla with 3 tablespoons cheese and a heaping 1/4 cup sliced apples. Fold the tortillas in half. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium. Add 4 quesadillas. Cook, flipping once until golden brown in spots, and crisp 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate and cover loosely with aluminum foil to keep them warm. Repeat with 1 tablespoon oil and the remaining 4 quesadillas. Whisk lemon juice, salt, and remaining 1 tablespoon mustard in a large bowl. Gradually whisk in the remaining 3 tablespoons oil until dressing is well combined. Add spinach, avocados, and pumpkin seeds to the bowl with dressing. Toss to coat the salad and serve beside the quesadillas. This looks like a very lovely and very different meal. And from Real Simple, my simple realization, it's my home too. Long and understudy in the kitchen to a mother-in-law who's an excellent cook, Jenna Helwig found the confidence to make a dish just as she wished. My mother-in-law is an Italian mama in the Sophia Loren mode, glamorous and generous, beautifully dressed and an effortlessly excellent cook. Is Sophia Loren a good cook? I don't know, but I imagine she is. When I first met Yolanda 20 years ago, I was a kitchen novice, hungry to learn, but thoroughly intimidated working alongside her. Whenever I asked for a recipe to follow, Yolanda shook her head. She added a little of this and a little of that. Delicious meals came together by eye and taste. Every time my husband Dave and I visited his parents in Montreal, I served her as her sous chef, picking parsley off the stems, turning battered zucchini blossoms in bubbling oil, and stirring creamy sauces destined for a tangle of pasta, jotting down notes all the while. On one of our visits, a few years after I finished culinary school, but when I was still shy in her kitchen, Yolanda asked me to make some cauliflower. When I asked how she wanted me to prepare it, she smiled and said, "In your own way. It's your house too, Jenna." I found the head of cauliflower, chopped it into florets, bathed the florets in olive oil, showered them with salt and pepper, and set them on a baking sheet to roast at high heat. When we checked them after a half hour, my mother-in-law said they looked tender. Weren't they ready? I shook my head. They needed more time. I left them in the oven until they were golden brown with crisp bits, then tossed them with balsamic vinegar and plenty of grated Parmesan. After a few more minutes of roasting, the cauliflower was glossy and full of flavor. At the table, Yolanda marveled at the dish. Despite her culinary brilliance, she rarely roasted vegetables, preferring to boil them. In fact, the only thing she's ever made that I disliked was corn on the cob, which she boiled into gummy submission. That night, Yolanda asked me for the recipe, and I confessed I didn't have one. We both laughed, and later, in the visit, I made the dish again with her at my side. After that, my confidence in her kitchen blossomed. While I still have so much to learn from her, I finally understand that, like a true cook, she wants to keep learning, too. We're a team in the kitchen now. I no longer feel like an interloper, but if I ever have a moment of doubt, I remind myself that thanks to her, it's my home, too. From Woman's Day, Spiked Pear Cider. Active time is 5 minutes, total time is 15, and it serves 6. We need 3 cups pear juice or pear nectar, 1/2 of a vanilla bean, split, 5 whole cloves, a 750 milliliter or regular size bottle of sparkling pear cider at room temperature, divided, 1/2 cup brandy, 3 tablespoons orange liqueur such as Grand Marnier, and 1 seckle pear, thinly sliced. In a medium saucepan, combine the pear juice, vanilla, cloves, and 3 cups cider. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat and simmer 10 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in brandy and orange liqueur. Strain through fine mesh sieve into a heat-proof pitcher. Serve in mugs, topped with a splash of remaining cider and slice of pear. And from Good Housekeeping, a pear gin fizz. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 25. We need 2 pears, 1/2 cup of honey, 8 sprigs of fresh thyme plus more for serving, 1 cup of gin, 1 cup of pear nectar or juice, 1/2 cup fresh lemon juice, and 2 cups of Prosecco. Prosecco. Coarsely grate 1 pear and add to a small saucepan along with honey, thyme, and 1 cup of water. Simmer until honey has dissolved and pear has broken down 15 minutes. Remove from heat and let cool, then strain. In pitcher, combine gin, nectar, lemon juice, and 1 cup pear syrup, then add Prosecco. Thinly slice remaining pear. Serve gin fizz over ice with sliced pear and thyme sprigs if desired, and this serves 8. Are you sensing a theme here? From Good Housekeeping, roasted pork chops and pears. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30. We need 4 bosque pears, cored and quartered, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 4 small bone-in rib pork chops. 2 tablespoons maple syrup, 2 cloves garlic sliced, 1/2 cup dry white wine, 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard, 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley chopped, 1/2 cup walnuts toasted, and sautéed kale for serving. Heat oven to 425. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss pears with a tablespoon of oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and roast 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining tablespoon oil in a large skillet on medium-high. Season pork chops with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown 2 to 3 minutes per side. Toss pears with syrup, then transfer chops to baking sheet, nestling among pears, and roast until chops are just cooked through and pears are golden brown and tender 5 to 6 minutes more. While pears and pork are roasting, return skillet to medium heat. Add garlic and cook, stirring 1 minute. Add wine and simmer 2 minutes, then remove from heat and stir in mustard, then parsley. Transfer pork to plates and toss pears with walnuts. Serve with pork chops and spoon pan sauce over the top. Serve with sautéed kale if desired. And this serves 4. Also from Good Housekeeping, sheet pan fish and veggies. Active time is 15 minutes and total 25. We need 2 large peppers, 1 red and 1 orange, sliced, 1 bulb of fennel, cored and sliced, 1 medium onion, cut into wedges, 4 tablespoons olive oil, divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1 1/4 pound piece of cod or halibut fillet, 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 3 tablespoons capers, drained and chopped, 1 tablespoon anchovy paste, 1 clove garlic grated, and 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley, finely chopped. Heat oven to 450. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss peppers, fennel, and onion with 2 tablespoons oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast for 15 minutes. Reduce oven temp to 425. Toss vegetables, then nestle fish among them. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and continue roasting until cod is opaque throughout, 10 to 12 minutes more. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine vinegar, capers, anchovy paste, garlic, remaining 2 tablespoons oil, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Stir in parsley and serve spooned over fish. And this serves 4. And from Woman's Day, an epic sauce for your burgers. In a medium bowl, stir 1/2 cup mayo, 1/4 cup each ketchup and chopped cornichons, and 2 teaspoons each yellow mustard, prepared horseradish, and grated onion. Mix it up well, and you are done. Just stick it on your burgers. And we're out of time. For today's episode of Ladies Magazine, be sure and listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Bye now.